It's 2:46. This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. In this portion of the program, a look at network television news and organ donation. The need for organ transplants is great. How are network news programs telling the story? My guest is a professor of communication at the University of Illinois, Brian Quick. He and two Ohio State graduate students, Do-Kyun Kim and Kevin Meyer, analyzed the transcripts of news broadcasts airing on ABC, CBS, and NBC over a 15-year period from 1990 to 2005. The results of their survey were published this spring in the journal Health Communication. Professor Quick, thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Hey, thanks for having me, Celeste.
Sure. How many people are waiting for an organ transplant in the U.S.?
You know, currently, according to the United Network for Organ Sharing, there are a little over 102,000 people who are currently on a waiting list, waiting for a transplant that will either improve their life or save their life.
And has that fact come through in organ donation stories on TV network news?
You know, Celeste, it's a great question, and that was really one of the main objectives of our study. And surprisingly, there's little attention that's actually given to the need for organ donation. Over our study looked between 1990 and 2005 across ABC, CBS, and NBC News, and we found that less than 20% of the actual stories talked about the need, whether it be through the story of someone who's on a waiting list or given numbers regarding the people that are on a waiting list, whether it be, you know, how many people are added to the list each day or how many people unfortunately die each day due to the organ shortage.
Did you find other important information about organ donation missing from the stories you looked at?
You know, there were a lot of things that we found that were really interesting. Probably in addition to the need, the lack of attention to the need, surprisingly, there was little evidence about how to get there, how to become an organ donor. You know, we were hoping that there would be some messages that would tell audiences, you know, how to become an organ donor, whether it be joining a first-person consent registry, telling a family member of your wishes, signing the back of your driver's license, and less than 10% of the stories actually talked about how to become an organ donor, which we thought was a real problem.
Yeah.
That was one of the big concerns, and one of the things that we talked about in the paper is that there needs to be more attention, you know, not only to the need for organ donation, but perhaps more importantly, how to become an organ donor for people who are interested in doing so.
How many stories on organ donation were reported on network news programs that you looked at?
When we discovered a little over 1,500, and we were using the LexisNexis database, and what that did, we typed in, you know, organ donation, organ transplantation, and variations of those two words to pull up as many stories as possible that actually had those words mentioned in them. And that's where we came up with the number 1,507. And that was between 1990 and 2005. So there really wasn't a lot of attention to begin with, but then when we started really looking at each of those stories, we found that there really wasn't a lot of attention to actually the need within those stories, and, you know, moreover, they didn't talk about how to become an organ donor.
What did they emphasize?
You know, a lot of it was just stories about people who had received a transplant or you know, a lot of attention. I think there was, you know, 70 stories with respect to Mickey Mantle and his liver transplant. A lot of them were just in brief passings where there might have been a joke about organ donation, you know, some humor. I mean, there really wasn't a lot of attention to the seriousness of the issue. That said, I mean, when we did code for, you know, the valence, whether or not the stories emphasized, you know, organ donation in a positive or negative light, the majority of the stories were in a positive light, but unfortunately they just didn't have the important information that as a practitioner we think that they needed to have, and that is the need and how to become an organ donor.
Yeah. Now, organ donation also shows up in stories on television, medical dramas. How do those programs tell the story? And I know you didn't study this, but surely you have a sense of that.
I think it's a great question, Celeste, and some of my good friends are studying this. You know, Susan Morgan at Purdue University has done some studies where she actually looks at, you know, how's Grey's Anatomy and how are Law and Order and other shows portraying organ donation. And unfortunately, you know, the entertainment industry tends to focus more on the myths of organ donation rather than the truth behind organ donation. And, you know, what's even more compelling and more startling is that when we talk to people and we ask them, you know, where do you learn about organ donation? Oftentimes, participants in these studies cite television. And, you know, when we're dealing with an issue such as this that revolves oftentimes conversations of death, people don't, you know, people aren't too excited to talk about death. And as a result, I think the television industry in general plays a pivotal role in here. And that's why we were so concerned that in news, we're not taking the opportunity to communicate the need and how to become an organ donor, because the entertainment industry is not doing that. And when they are talking about organ donation, which is quite a bit, I mean, organ donation has appeared quite a bit in the last 2 or 3 years on popular TV shows. And unfortunately, they do a disservice in presenting facts. And as a result, people have a lot of misconceptions about what organ donation is, and that's troublesome.
Have you shared your conclusions with the editors and producers of network television shows?
You know, there are some activists. Personally, I have not, but I do have some friends who actually are studying the content in these entertainment shows, and they're actually beginning to work with scriptwriters about the harm that misinformation can have on people. And I think as more and more evidence surfaces, I think we'll see more and more of that, where, you know, folks who study organ donation or practitioners of organ donation are actually working with Hollywood scriptwriters to make sure that the message that's being communicated is an accurate message. I mean, just as they've done a good job of trying to prevent stereotypes for HIV-positive patients during the past, you know, decade or two, hopefully we'll see more and more of that with respect to organ donation. Because it's a topic that people just don't talk a lot about.
Yeah.
And whenever it does surface on a television show, it can spark conversations. And if the depiction on TV is inaccurate, it really does a lot of harm.
Yeah. So what's the message then for organ donation advocates and practitioners?
I think the message is that we need to continue to let people know that there's a huge need. You know, as your first question alluded to, 102,000 people are on a waiting list. 85 names are added to this list every day, and 17 people unfortunately die each day because of this organ shortage. And, you know, you talk to folks on the street, and a lot of times people are not even aware that this is an issue. I mean, unless you've been personally affected by organ donation or you know someone that has, this is a topic that seldom ever crosses one's mind until, you know, maybe it's someone's during their final days and the topic comes up, but it's just not a topic that's talked about a lot, unfortunately. So I think that's the big message. We need to communicate that, hey, there's a huge need, and this waiting list continues to increase year after year. You know, I've been looking at organ donation numbers for the last 5 years, and I remember when it used to be around 85,000, and each year it seems to be going up a couple thousand at a time.
Yeah.
So more and more, I think we need to make sure that the message is clear that, hey, there's a huge shortage out there, and it's easy to become an organ donor. I mean, in Illinois, we have a first-person consent registry. One can go online. They can go to giftofhope.org, and right there, within a minute, they're signed up on the first-person consent registry if they're 18 years old or older.
Yeah. Do you think or have you heard anything from advocates about using this information to design more effective public awareness campaigns?
You know, it's a great question, and I think we're always looking for strategies that will increase awareness. And I think we're well aware of the challenges that exist. I mean, we're dealing with a topic, organ donation, that's not a popular topic because it reminds us of our death. And in America, this is not a topic that people celebrate and like to talk about frequently. And we're competing against Hollywood, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So, you know, with shoestring budgets, this is difficult, you know, because you can only buy so much ad time. But I think studies such as the one that we published here in 2009 shows that we're not getting a lot of help from the entertainment industry. And as our study showed, we're not getting a lot of help from, you know, ABC, CBS, and NBC News networks.
Yeah. Well, maybe it needs to be framed in terms of you might be passing from this world, this life, but you can give life to how many people is it that you can affect their lives by giving your...
Oh, there's several. I mean, one person can make a huge impact.
Okay. Well, there we've got to leave it because we're out of time. Professor Brian Quick, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you very much for having me.
Brian Quick is a professor of communication at the University of Illinois. He and two Ohio State grad students analyzed the transcripts of news broadcasts airing on ABC, CBS, and NBC about organ donation and transplants over a 15-year period from 1990 to 2005.